Some of the rats could not hear him clearly amid the stream noise. They continued wading through the water. Gruntan hopped and jumped wildly on top of the high rock, bellowing dreadful oaths and curses. Then he jumped a fraction too far and disappeared over the edge. Noggle stared in bewilderment at where Gruntan had been.
Where's the boss gone?
Bicklow shrugged.
I think he fell, cos he's not here no more, mate.
Noggle scratched his tail a while, then he giggled.
Well, he can't slay us now, can he? The shoes master spotted us, cos they was ready for the ambush. The boss said if and we were spotted, then we was in for a dose of the curdlies.
Bicklow suddenly realised that they had been given a new lease of life due to their leader's mishap. He began chuckling.
Maybe old Gruntan fancied he was a bird.
His companion sniggered unchallengeably.
That's what comes of eating all those eggs, mate. I reckon he turned into a curdly bird.
Both rats sat down, overcome by merriment. They laughed until tears rolled down their cheeks. Then an agonised wail arose from below.
Help me, mates!
The laughter froze in their throats. Noggle and Bicklow crawled to the edge of the rock and peered downward. About halfway down the rock face, a big old gorse bush sprouted out of a crevice. Gruntan Curdly was hanging there, painfully suspended in the thorny branches, wailing.
Ouch! Ouch! Eek! Help me before this thing breaks!
Noggle called down instinctively.
We'll help you, boss! Stay there!
Gruntan's voice reached new peaks of indignation.
Stay here? Where do you think I'm going? For a paddle in the water? Get a rope down here to me, quick!
Looking down, Gruntan spotted his first officer.
Oi, Stringle! Organise some help! Get me out of this!
Vermin were called away from chasing the logboats to assist their leader out of his predicament. The task was eventually achieved with lots of ropes and harnesses. Gruntan Curdly was hauled up to the top of the rock, screaming and yowling every paw length of the way. The big brown rat was pierced by long, sharp gorse thorns from tail tip to ears. Whilst the team of helpers worked gingerly to remove them, he glared murderously at his two scouts.
I shall peel the hides off in your boots, aye, and sling you into that bush. But I'm giving you another chance. Get after those logboats and see where they're bound.
Wordlessly, Noggle and Bicklow dashed off to obey the order.